extremism. Texas is turning bluer every year, but Ted Cruz keeps hanging on to his far-right values. He'd make our abortion laws even more restrictive. And Ted Cruz can't even be trusted to be here in a crisis.
There's now a backlash after Texas Senator Ted Cruz left his state in the middle of this emergency to go on vacation in Cancun.
It's time to say goodbye to Ted Cruz. Sherrod Brown knows what it's like to be middle class in Ohio. And he's fighting like hell to make sure everyday working Ohioans are protected from companies that pollute our towns and then run away, and from far-right free traders who want to ship your jobs to China.
This bill now rewards companies for sending jobs overseas. Our legislation, the Patriot Corporation Act, will work to keep jobs here.
On Election Day, let's fight to re-elect Sherrod Brown to the United States Senate. It's not a partisan issue. The statistics are clear. High prices at the grocery store aren't the fault of one political party or the other. They're the fault of greedy billion-dollar corporations that pay out record profits to their shareholders. It's not inflation, it's greedflation. Visit change.org now and demand both parties fight corporate greed. Carrie Lake's a little confused. For years, as a news anchor, she was a proud Democrat. Then she went full MAGA. She cheered when the Supreme Court took away women's choice, but now that the polls look bad, she's changed her mind about that too.
Politicians like Carrie Lake have put the health of women in danger for power, and now they're trying to run away from it.
Carrie Lake's makeup, hair, and lighting are always perfect, but her positions depends which way the wind is blowing. Republicans sure like to talk trash about the economy, but what's the real truth? In Sunbelt states like ours, Joe Biden's economy has dropped unemployment to the lowest levels in 100 years. Small businesses are keeping more of their money, and there's so much competition for workers that wage increases at the bottom of the economy are outpacing those at the top for the first time in modern history. The Biden economy, it's doing just fine for us.